Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis Pezayin Amud Beis. We're holding up Pezayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, Baskayin Shinisis Yisrael. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, V'shavel Beis Aviyah. The Torah says that a Baskayin, when she marries an Ishzar, so the halacha is, if the Ishzar dies, or they get divorced, so then she goes back to Beis Aviyah, and she could eat Truma if it's Vizera Ein Lef, she doesn't have any children. Prala Shemeres Yavam. Says the Braisa is coming to exclude Shemeres Yavam, who's not really V'shavel Beis Aviyah, there's something holding her back. She does not go back to eat Truma. Kinura, Prala Mubaris, and now which the Torah says Kinura teaches us that she only eats Truma if she goes back in a way that's similar to the way she left when she was younger. But if she's Mubaris from the Ishzar, so then she does not go back to eat Truma. Now ask the Gemara Valoy Dinu, why do I need a special drasha Kinura to be Lafuke and Mubaris that she cannot eat Truma? It's a Kavachimer. If by Yibam you see that we're very strict, we do not treat a child from a previous marriage with any significance. If Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven and Reuven dies without any children, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, even if Mrs. Reuven has a child from a previous marriage. We do not give significance to children from previous relationships. All we care about is this. So Asa Ober Kielud, yet still. If Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven is pregnant, she does not fall to Yibam. We treat an Ober Kielud. So Malkum Sha'asa, so Vlamin Arishin Kavamin Hasheni, by Truma, if the Baskayin has a child from a previous marriage who's a Tsar, even though from this second Tsar she does not have any children, that holds her back from eating Truma. We give significance to the child that she had from a previous marriage. So then surely, the place of Minat Truma, said, Ene Din Shinasa Ober Kielud, and surely we should give significance to the fact that she's a Mubaris and Ober Shabi Kielud, and I don't need a drush of Kinura. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Yibam is different, because Ma'ali Asa Ober Kielud, and in Yibam, Shari Asa Mesim Kechayim, and Melo Nasa Ober Kielud. By Yibam, we find a Kula that we treat Mesim Kechayim. If Reuven dies, and Mrs. Reuven had a child from Mrs. Reuven, from Reuven, and then the child then dies, we don't say Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam. She's still popular. Because Mesim are Kechayim. So you see, we're Mekel, we treat Mesim Kechayim. Maybe that's why we also treat an Ober Kielud. But in Truma, Shalasa Mesim Kechayim, so that maybe we would not give significance to an Ober. Tamulaymer Kenura, Pratla Mubaris. That's why I need the Drasha. So it comes down, I have a Pasuk Vizera Engla, which teaches me that if the Baskayin has a child, she does not go back to Yitruma. And I have Nura to teach me that if the Baskayin is Mubaris, she does not go back to Yitruma. Says the Gemara, I need both. V'itzrech l'mechta Mubaris, v'itzrech l'mechta Vizera Engla. I need both. Dikaz Rachmana Vizera Engla, that if she has a child, she does not eat Truma. I would say it's because Mekar Achad Gufa V'ashet Trey Gufa. She's coming back in a different way. Originally she was only one Guf, now she's two. Ava Mubaris, the Mekar Achad Gufa V'ashet Achad Gufa. But the Mubaris, it's true she has an Ober, but she's still coming back as one person, maybe she could eat Truma. Because Rachamana Mubaris, the Meikara Gufa Srika, Vahash the Gufa Malia. I would say Mubaris is more Shver because she was originally an empty stomach, and now she has a full stomach, so maybe she herself is very different. She looks very different. But Zera Einla, meaning if a woman has a child, a Baskayin has a child, so she herself is the same. Outside of her, there's another person, but that doesn't affect herself, and maybe she could go back to Truma. That's why Tzricha. That's why I need both Psukim. I need both Drashas. Semin Amar Leilay Nasa. My seven Misa Nasa Vleinasa. But Vlad Yabam V'Truma Yibam V'Truma Semin Amar Leir Rav Yudam Mida Askarta LeRava. Rav Yudam Mida Askarta said to Rava that Leinasa Meisim Kechayim Lini Yibam Mikavachaimer. You said before that we say Meisim Kechayim by Yibam. L'chayer we should make a Kavachaimer to say that Meisim should not be treated like Chayim. And if Mrs. Reuven's child from Reuven dies, so now she should go back to falling to Yibam. What's the Kavachimer? By Truma you see that we treat a Vlad from a previous marriage with significance, yet still loyos amesim kechayim, we do not treat mesim kechayim. So makam shaloyos avlam in arishin kevam in arishin ilapaychim na yibam. So by yibam, where we do not give significance to a child from a previous relationship, and identically nasa mesim kechayim, surely we shouldn't treat mesim kechayim. Tamalaymer, derechad archenoyim v'chol nisivay seh shalayim. It's true, it's good Kavachimer, but I have a drasha of derechad archenoyim. It can't be that you're going to have a case where Mrs. Reuven has a child from Reuven, so she goes ahead and she gets remarried, like she's allowed to, she doesn't fall to Yibam, and then the child that she had together with Reuven dies, and now she's going to require Chalitza from the Yavam, now she's going to have to go back to Shimon and get Chalitza, it's going to make her disgusted by her husband, and her husband is going to be disgusted by her. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would do such a thing, and that's why we don't go with this Kavachaimer. Ask the Gemara a different, similar question, Vanasa Mesim Kechaimer, and Truma Mikavachaimer, so go the reverse. By Truma, we should say that Mesim are Kechayim. If by Yibam you see that we do not give significance to a child from a previous relationship. Yet we do treat Mesim Kechayim. So by Truma, Makim Shasa Vamin Arishin Kevamin Ashen, Lepaychum and Truma, in addition, Nasa Mesim Kechayim. If we give significance to a child from a previous relationship, then surely we should give significance to a Mesim. We should treat Mesim Kechayim. Tamalaymer Vizera Ainla Vah Ainla. That's what the Torah says. No, Vizera Ainla, we dash Vizera Ainla, only if she doesn't have any children. If she doesn't have any children, so then she goes back to her father's house. And in this case, the child died, she doesn't have any children. We're not going to treat Mesim Kechayim. The Torah says if she doesn't have any children right now, so then she goes back to her father's house. Now says the Gemara, a new question. Why don't we give significance to a child from a previous marriage by Yibam and make a Kavachaymer? If by Truma you see that we do not treat Mesim Kechayim, yet we do give significance to a child from a previous marriage, so by Yibam, by Yibam, where we treat Mesim Kechayim, surely we should give significance to a child from a previous marriage. To that, to know, the Torah says that if Reuven doesn't have any children, his wife falls to Yibam. I don't care if his wife has a child from a previous relationship. Lamaisa, from Reuven, doesn't have any children, and therefore she falls to Yibam. So says the Gemara, the reverse kasha. That we should not give significance to a child from a previous marriage by Truma, using a Kavachaymer. And we should say that even if she had a child from a previous marriage, if from this most recent marriage she doesn't have any children from the Tsar, she should go back to her father's house and eat Truma. We have a Kavachaymer. We treat Mesim Kechayim. Yet still we do not give significance to a child from a previous marriage, so that by Truma, Malkim Shalya also Mesim Kechayim, where we don't even treat Mesim Kechayim, then in Truma, so in addition, surely we shouldn't treat a child from a previous marriage with any significance. To that, the Gemara answers that no, because the Torah says that only if she doesn't have any children from Azar, then she goes back to Shavah Beis Avi and she eats Truma. But over here, in this case, she has a child. Maybe not from this marriage, from the previous marriage, but Lamaisa, she has a child from the Tsar, so that stops her from going back to Truma. Hajran Allah Yesh Mutaris. Haisha Shalom Baila Medina Sayam. You have a woman and her husband goes overseas. Ubayu Vamru Lameis Valechin, and Eid Echel comes and says to her that your husband is dead. So she gets permission from Bezdin, Venisa, she goes ahead and she gets remarried. Va'achr Kachba Baila, and then her husband comes back. The Lacha is Tate Mizah Mizah, she loses out on both ends. She loses both men, Uchicha get Mizah Mizah, Vila Ksuva, Vle Peris, La Mazinas, La Blois, La Alzev, La Alzesh. She doesn't get the Ksuva and any of these other things from either man. But not La Mizah Mizah Taxer, and she took it, she has to give it back. Vava Mamza Mizah Mizah, if the child from the second marriage is a sure mamzer, and even from the first husband, if she goes back to him, b'isser, so they treated her children that she has from him also as mamzerim. V'lai zem izem mitamim lo, neither husband could be mitamim for her if she dies. V'lai zem izem zakarim lebi mitziasav v'masi adev v'havars nadareha. They're not zeichet any of the things that the husband is normally zeichet to. That he's treated mamish as like a stranger. Ha'is a bas Yisrael, in an event that this lady is a bas Yisrael, so nifshal min ha'kuhuna, she now becomes psulim min ha'kuhuna, bas levi min ha'maisir, bas kai min ha'truma, ve'ein yarshin, so zav yarshin, zav yarshin as ksuvasa, the yarshin from either man do not yarshin or ksuva, the Gemara will explain, we just said she doesn't get a ksuva, the Gemara explain what that means. Ve'meisu, achav shalzeh, v'achav shalzeh, chotzav lo mi'avmin, and if either one of the men die, so they do just chalitza, but they are not allowed to do yibam. Rabbi Yaisi aymer ksuvasa, nechzei baila harishayin. Rabbi Yaisi argues, he says that no, the ksuba goes on the nechzei baila harishayin, but she does get the ksuba. Rabbi Lazar aymer, he argues and he says, harishayin zakeh b'mitziasa masyadev first in the reha, regarding that point. Rabbi Shimon argues and he says that b'yasa chalitzasa me'achash harishayin paitra tzarasa ve'enavad me'en mamzer. On 2 points. First of all, he says that there is yibam, that either one of the husband, the brothers could do yibam, and also there's not going to be a problem of mamzerim from the first husband. The first husband specifically, there is yibam, and also the child that she has from the first husband will not be a mamzer. However, if she gets married without rishus, meaning she doesn't need rishus bezdin, there's two edim saying that her husband died, so then muteris lachzer lo, if her husband comes back, she's able to go back to him, because we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Nisei salpi bezdin, if she gets married, I'll be bezdin, meaning with an eid echad, so then Tetzel, like we said before, she has to leave the husband, upatur min a karban, but she also is patur from the karban, the yachad shasa by raz bezdin is patur min a karban, so therefore she'll be patur from the karban. Loini says I'll be bezdin, rather with two edim, so then Tetzel v'chayevas be karban, then she's a regular shaygeg, where she'll be chayevas to bring a karban. So it comes out, the dafakar bezdin shapaytur min a karban, there's an advantage when there's only one aid, that she becomes patur from the karban. Hayruhu bezdin li nase, if bezdin gave her permission to get remarried, meaning with an eid echad, v'halcha v'kilkula, she went Kohen and she did an Isser, she was Mizaneh, so then Chayavis Bekarban, Shoyetiruha Elin Nasej. That's not called the Yachach Asa Bahiraz Bezdin, because it's true, Bezdin gave her the Hira that she's Mutter, but only Mutter to do something, that's Mutter. If she goes in and she's Mizaneh, so then she loses that Heter of Yachach Asa Bahiraz Bezdin, and she'll be Chayavis in the Karban.